Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we just got through saying that it doesn't make sense to say that the way these Shvatim were listed on the Avnei Eifod matches the way they were arranged in Har Grizim and Har Evel. Velamai vehachetzio. So how you can explain the pasuk that says in Sefer Yoshua vehachetzio el mul Har Evel, which sounds like it's already a pre-existing decided group of Shvatim, if it's not the ones that match how they were in the Avnei Eifod? So Tana Chetzio Shel Mul Har Grizim Meruba Mechetzio Shel Har Evel, that the number of people that were on Har Grizim were greater than the number of people in the Shvatim that were by Har Evel. And that's what it means, Vehachetzio El Mul Har Evel, that the smaller half, so to speak, was by Har Evel. And the reason that it was half of the Shvatim by Har Evel were smaller in number, because the Zekanim of Shevet Levi were at the bottom, so they couldn't count toward that Cheshbon. So Adrab, Mnesha Levi, no, we should say since the Levi was the Mata, it should make it less on Har Grizim. So why does the Baisa say that because of the Zekanim of Shevet Levi were the Mata, it's more on Har Grizim? So Achikamer Af Al Pi Shelevi the Mata Bnei Yosef Imahim, that even though the Bnei Levi were on the were down on the bottom, and therefore there you had fewer people in Har Grizim than you otherwise would have had, nevertheless, the number of people in Har Grizim was greater than Har Evel because the Bnei Yosef were with them, and the Bnei Shevet Yosef were the highest number of people. Shenemar v'idabru Bnei Yosef is Yeshua lemar madur nesateli nachlu gor alechad v'chav alechad v'ani am rav v'yamer el aleim Yeshua im am ravata alelucha hayara. That Yeshua says, if you're so many in number, then you should go to the forest. Amalin Yeshua said to the Bnei Yosef, l'chu v'yichbu atzmechem b'yarim, go hide yourselves in the forest. Shalot so that you won't be subject to the ayin hara. Amrulei, sorry, Yosef lo shalta be ayin abisha. So the Bnei Yosef told Yeshua, don't worry, we're protected. The children of Yosef don't have ayin hara. Dechsev ben paras Yosef ben paras alei oyin v'amir bevel alti kore alei oyin elo ole oyin. We are people who rise above the ayin hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar mehacha. How do I know that the ayin hara does not attack Yosef? Pasuk says v'yidgu lo. So we darsh in mad dogim shabiyam v'yidgu means they should be like fish, just like the fish of the sea. Mayim mechasen aleihem, the water covers over them. Ve'ein ayin hara, ve'ein ha'ayin sholatas ben, and therefore there's no ayin hara in fish. Avzar shal Yosef, ve'ein ayin hara sholatas ben. So too zar shal Yosef, the ayin hara doesn't have any control over Yosef. Hani chamishim osios. Now we had mentioned before that there are 50 osios of the names of the shvatim on each of the avnei ephod. So is that really 50 chamishim? When you really count them out, it's 49 osios. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Osifu lo os achash. Remember, Edus bi Hosef Samo. It says Edus bi Hosef. So we had an extra letter in Yosef, and that's how we get to 50. Mask from Rabbi Yitzchak Ketoldosim bi Inan. How could you say that in the Avnei Shoam Yehosef was written with the extra hey? Previously we said that their names were written on the Avnei Eifod exactly as they were given at their birth, and Yosef was without a hey at his birth. Ela kala tarukula binyamin k'siv, v'hacha binyamin shalem, k'dichsiv v'aviv karlo binyamin with a yud. So the 50th letter does not come from an extra hey in Yosef's name, it comes from an extra yud in Binyamin's name, because the Torah actually records when Binyamin was born that Yaakov called him Binyamin with two yods. Amar Rav Chanan bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon ben Chasida, Yosef shekidei shem shamayim baseser, hosifu lav os achas mishmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, who made a kiddush Hashem in secret when he was tested for a dvar aveira, and he overcame that yitzhar hara with Eishes Potifar, so he gets an extra letter in his name from the Shema Hashem. Yehuda shekidei shem shamayim befarhesia, but Yehuda, who publicly was mekadei shem Hashem, nukra kula al shem Shal Kodesh Baruch, whose entire name is Hashem Hashem. Yosef Maihi, where do we find that Yosef is Mekad Hashem Shemayim? Beseisav Dichsev, Vayi Bayom Hazeh, Vayi Kahayom Hazeh, Vayov HaBayis HaLasos Melachto. Yosef came to do his Melach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Melamit Sheshneim L'Dvar Aver Niskavnu. Both of them knew that they were planning on doing a Dvar Aver that day. Vayov HaBayis HaLasos Melachto, Rav Shmuel Chamer, Lasos Melachto Mamish, V'charo Melas Srach of Nichnas. Machlokas, whether he really just came for an innocent day of work, or he came to sin with Eishes Potifar. Einish from Anshei Abayis, but there was no one from the Anshei Abayis there. Efshar Abayis Gadol Kveso Shalosa Rasha. Is it possible such a chashva house with such a number of servants? Lo Hayibo Ish, and no one was there? Tarnit Rabbi Shmuel Osa Yom Yom Chagom Haya. That was a festival day in Mitzrayim. Malchu Kulun Beis Avodah Zarah Shalom. So everyone went to their Beis Avodah Zarah. V'hiyamra Lahen L'cholehi. And she said, oh, I can't go. The Ish is put to fire. I'm not feeling well. Amra Ein Li Yom Shniskak Li Yosef Kiyomazad. This is my chance to be alone with him. Vatit Peseo Bibigdal Eimar. And she grabbed him by the baguette saying, so Ba'osa Shah Ba'asa Diokna Shalav V'nir Salah B'chalon. It was at that moment where he was about to succumb to the desire of Ish is put to fire that the image of Yosef's father appeared to him in the window. Amra Lo Yosef Asid Nachecha Sheikosu Al Avnei Eifod V'ata Beneihem. One day your brother's names are going to be written on the stones of the Eifod and you're going to be among them. Do you want me to erase your name from them? Vatikari Roa Zonos. And instead you'll lose your good name and you'll be called a guy who hung out with a zona. D'chsiv ro zonos ya abid hon miad v'teisha beisim kashto am Rabbi Yochum shom mer shava kashto le'isano. That his shichva zera went back, even though normally when the shichva zera gets out to a certain point of tremendous desire, there's no bringing it back. Yosef was able to withdraw the shichva zera. Ve'yefozu zore yodav. So the pasuk dashens not yodav bekarka. He stuck his hands into the ground. V'yotza shichva zera. And the Shechva Zera came between his fingers instead of coming out in the natural way. Midei Abir Yaakov, Mishamro Evin Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Mi Goram Lo Sheichakik Al Avnei Eifod. What caused Yosef to actually be Zocha to be written on the Avnei Eifod? Ella Abir Yaakov. It's because of Yaakov that he was able to see the greatness of Yaakov, the image of Yaakov. Misham Roa Evin Yisrael, Misham Zochav Nase Roa. That's when he was Zocha to become a shepherd of the Jewish people. Shnemar Roa Yisrael Azina Noe Katzon Yosef. Tanya Hayroa Yosef Latzeis Mimen Yud Beishvatim Ketach Shiasim Yaakov Aviv. Yosef really deserved to have 12 Shvatim emerge from him the same way they did from Yaakov. Shnemar Ilitolus Yaakov Yosef. Elish Yotza Shechva Zara Mibain Tziporne Yodav V'Aval Pikein Yotza Mibin Yamin Achiv. But the Shechva Zara came from between his fingernails, and nevertheless Binyamin got these 10 extra Shvatim Kula Nikral Shmo, and all of them were called after Yosef. Shem Rav Nevin Yamin, the names of Binyamin's children are Bela, Vavecher, Vashbel, Bela Shenivla Ben Umos. He named his kid Bela in memory of Yosef, who was absorbed amongst the nations. Ubecher was called also Bechor Li'imohaya, because he was the firstborn of Yosef, was the firstborn of his mother. Ashbel was also named after Yosef, because Sheshevao Kel, that Yosef was taken captive amongst the nations. Geira, because Gorba Achsadios, he had to live in a foreign place. Vinaamon, because Shenaim Biyoser, he was so good looking. Achi Varosh that he was Achihu Viroshihu, that he was my brother, but he was also like superior to me because he was my older brother. Mupim v'chupim hu lo ra'a b'chupasi v'ani lo ra'isi b'chupaso. I didn't get to attend Yosef's wedding and he didn't get to attend my wedding. Va'erech sheyara lebenu umos olam ikada amri not ve'erech ve'erd, and he was called ve'er, he was called erd because he went down amongst the umos olam ikada amri ve'erd shepanav dom and levarad. Some say no, it comes from the word varad, like a rose, that his face was rosy. Amri b'chibar abar m'biyachim b'shasha m'lopar li yosef b'ledechalo yarem ish yisyado, that next to you no one will raise the hand. Amru at stagnine paro, the astrologer's paro said, evich alachum rabu basrim kasef tamshile. The Eved that was purchased for a measly 20 kasef is now going to be ruler over us. Amulahen Gunune Malchus. So Paru said that the Simonim of the Malchus, the Gvura, Chachman Yofi, and Yeroba, I see he has all these qualities that a Melech needs to have. Amulo, so the Chachamim of Paru said to him, Im Kain, if he has all the Simonim Malchus, Yodeb Shiv Mlashon, then he should be able to speak 70 languages. Ba Gavriel Velimdo Shiv Mlashon. And then Gavriel came and actually taught him 70 languages. Lo Haya Kogomar, love Kogomar. He didn't finish the lesson. Vosav Lo Us Achas Mishmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he was added an extra letter from the name of Hashem. Vilamad Shnemar Edus B'Yosef Samo V'Tzeis Aleretz Mitzrayim. So Ulamachar Kolishon D'Ishtayi Paru Ba'Adei Ahadolei. And the next day, after Gavriel taught him the Shivim Lashon, every language that the Paro spoke together with Yosef, Yosef was able to respond to him in that language. Ishtayi Hu B'Lashon HaKodesh. But then Paro started talking to Yosef in Lashon HaKodesh, and Lo HaYakoyada Mayava Omer. And Yosef started talking to Paro in Lashon HaKodesh, and Paro didn't know what Yosef was talking about, which means that Paro is not really qualified to be a king because he doesn't really speak Shivim Lashon. So Amalei, Agamri, let me teach it to you. So Agamri v'lo gamar, he tried to teach Yosef Lashon HaKodesh, didn't work. Ishtavli d'lo magli, he said, at least swear to me that you're not going to reveal my secret, that I didn't really do a massive cover up and show that that the whole thing is that you're not right to be king. Don't let anyone know that I'm right, that I'm not right to be king. You know, you have to swear that it's a secret that you had to teach me Lashon HaKodesh. Ki amale avi yishpiani lemar, when he said avi yishpiani lemar, amale zil ishalav shvua seich, go be shawal and yishvua that you promised your father, and then it won't be a violation of the shvua, and then you could stay in Mitzrayim. And that's because Paro knew that in the days that in those days Mitzrayim was experiencing bracha in the zechus of Yaakov, so he didn't want that Yaakov should be buried anywhere but Mitzrayim. Yosef said to Paro, if I go to be Shoal on this Shavua and not keep my commitment to bury my father in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to be Shoal on the Shavua I took with you and not keep my commitment to keep it a secret about your lack of knowledge of Lashon HaKodesh. The Afgav de lo nichle, and even though Paro didn't like the idea of taking Yaakov's Mita out of Mitzrayim, Amle alei kvar savicha kesherish biacha, you can go keep your promise, because he didn't want his own promise to be undone. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said about Yehuda, that it was Makadish Shem Shemaim Frasya. Yehuda Maihi. When was Yehuda ever Makadish Shem Shemaim Frasya? Titanya Remeiram, Kshamdu Yisrael Alayam. And the Jewish people were by the Yamsuf, Yishvatim Menatzchim Zeim Ze. The Shvatim were arguing with each other. Zeomer Anir Itchil Yam. Zeomer Anir Itchil Yam. Each one wanted to be the one to go in first. Kafat Shifto Shabin Yamin Vyar Liam Tchila. The Shevet of Binyamin, they in fact went in first. Shnemar Sham Binyamin Sa'ir Rodim, Altikri Rodim, Ela Raid Yam, that they're the ones that go down in the sea. Sari Yehuda, the Sari Yehuda were Miskane in the Shevet of Binyamin, that they went in first. So Rogmim Osam, they started stoning them. Shinemar, Pasuk says, Sari Yehuda Rogmasam, Lefichach, Zacha Binyamin Atzadik, Vinasush Bishcha Nagvura. And that's why Binyamin Atzadik, because of the torment that he had to suffer at the hands of his big brother, he was Zocha to be the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the spot of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shnemar Ubeim Ksefav Shachein, and that's why he used the Lashon in the Pasuk of Ubeim Ksefav Shachein, that it was in the Shevet of Binyamin where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in fact located. Okay, we'll stop there, and Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up Daf Lamed Zayin.